This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Sorry, I'm a real mess today. Can't wait to get my hair and nails done. Lots to talk about. Apparently, they're going to be giving men estrogen and progesterone in a two New York clinical studies. We're going to talk about that. You know, if women seem to be less severely affected by coronavirus than men, if you can't beat them, join them. So, you know, which men out there are going to want to get estrogen and progesterone? I think it's pretty cool. If I was a guy, I'd want estrogen. I love my estrogen. I feel good when I got a good estrogen day. We're also going to talk about how now pets have to be included in social distancing. This is really getting ridiculous, which is going to probably put an end to your dog being able to sniff other dogs' butts. That might not be a bad thing, so we're going to talk about that. So one thing I wanted to open with today, which has kind of been a growing question and kind of concern, on a whole variety of fronts. I get to talk to a lot of different medical students throughout the country. I get to talk to a lot of different medical schools, faculty, attendings, things like that, and then patients. And so people are kind of wondering, are the future doctors getting trained on this? And where are the medical students? And medical students are like, why can't we help? You know, and, you know, we're home and, you know, let us be out there. And the poor medical schools, big shout out to medical schools out there that have to kind of play this fine balance between protecting their students and teaching them. So what's been happening, if I could just kind of do this as briefly as possible, is when all the schools got shuttered on lockdown, you know, in most states, the American Association of Medical Colleges told medical schools that includes your students on clinicals. So in March, medical schools were forced to take their students out of clinicals to protect them. Understandable. So students had to kind of stay home and study. They did online things or whatever. Depending on which school you go to, there was a variety of other work you would do. Meanwhile, we had Governor Newsom of California wanting to recruit medical students. And I was getting calls from medical students going, you know, can I go? Yeah, I mean, I haven't been trained, but they want all hands on deck. And then there started to be this kind of panic in late March going, okay, wait a second, guys, you know, why are we home? There was a lot of guilt that started to kind of pervade. Okay, you're watching people on the front line. You're seeing medical teams exhausted. And here you are dedicating your life, paying tuition, and you want to be out there. And it wasn't the medical school's fault. It was, and understandably so, the AMC had said, look, you know, we need to protect our medical students. But then what happened is they loosened up the guidelines. And so a few weeks back, the American Association of Medical Colleges said, look, all right, we'll leave it up to the dean of each medical school, but students can go back as long as certain, you know, criteria are met. You know, you got to ensure their safety. You got to teach them on personal protective equipment, things like that. Now, this is relevant to a whole bunch of us, all right? Because one is a lot of people kind of stopped their education. In fact, we heard some medical schools graduated their students early. So they lost out on a couple months of training so they could get out there on the front line. Nobody really seemed to balk at that because, whoa, the experience you're getting, you know, on the quote unquote front line of this, I mean, you're getting intubations, you're getting central lines, you're getting, you know, respiratory therapy, you're getting, you know, you're doing CPR, you're doing codes, there's so much going on because still hospitals are dealing with other things besides coronavirus. So that a student, if a student's able to leave medical school early and help out their residency, you know, they got to do a lot of hands-on. And I was very fortunate as a medical student because as a medical student, I trained at University Medical Center. and I also trained at UCLA. And so we got, I was exhausted with the number of babies I got to deliver, the number of, you know, surgeries I got to scrub it on, the number of procedures I got to do. I mean, it was exhausting. And if you didn't volunteer in, you know, after a 36-hour shift, you know, and there was one more hour left of your shift and you were exhausted, you'd get yelled at. I mean, so you jumped in and you learned. Well, nowadays, since there's so many medical schools and so many students, procedures are sometimes far and few between. I mean, there are some students graduating that really don't get to deliver a baby. We sometimes let that go, I guess, you know, in the medical field, because some of them might not go for OB, but there are certain, you know, criteria, certain guidelines that students have to meet. And so, you know, students have to have done a certain number of procedures or a certain number of things, depending on the school. And again, I'm no expert on which school and, you know, whatever mandates what, but people want to know if, you know, the future doctors, with everything getting stopped, are getting trained, just like our kids in school. You know, how are they going to learn their math? How are they going to learn their, you know, Spanish or their Mandarin or whatever they're learning? So, you know, the students will catch up. But what's kind of frustrating is that, you know, it's been a lost opportunity. And so a lot of students are kind of getting grumpy. And, you know, the schools are kind of like, well, you know, they're, like I said, God bless the schools out there. They kind of have to figure out, you know, where there's a fine line between, you know, student safety, patient safety, et cetera. But how I see it is, now that things are kind of easing up, you know, let's start bringing in reinforcements. Unfortunately, in certain institutions, a lot of these students can't learn, you know, all the procedures that they need to. And this is one hell of an opportunity. And, you know, a lot of students, like I said, they feel guilty. They're in the middle of the biggest pandemic, and they don't get to tell the kids that they helped. You know, one is like, what am I supposed to tell my kids when they ask, you know, what was it like during COVID? Well, I was home watching Netflix, you know, and so I get the frustration. So, you know, if I was a patient, okay, people always ask, you know, would I trust a medical student or a resident? Oh, absolutely. I mean, some of my best work was right as I got out of residency. That was some of my best medicine, you know, because the students always have somebody there, somebody they're watching, somebody there for guidance. The students have that. Well, I mean, maybe in my training, sometimes everybody was gone. But for the most part, nowadays, there's always somebody there. So you actually get two brains, or you get three brains. And so I, you know, we're going to be hearing this. There's always a headline in July where July 1st is the most dangerous time to be in a hospital, because that's when the new residents come in, the new students. Wrong. All right. You know, you get some of the best care in teaching hospitals. So hopefully we'll start to get to see the students come back, you know, and you know, get to get back in the hospitals and, you know, get their feet wet again, and, you know, let them learn, because these are your future doctor later. 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic. product, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we are being told that Kim Jong-un is not dead, all right, but we're being told nothing. And now the latest theory is the reason why you didn't see him at birthday celebrations and things like that is because he's avoiding coronavirus. This is the latest. I don't know. It's like, you know, where's Waldo? You guys remember with Osama bin Laden? Somebody said, oh, yeah, they got him. And then they're like, no, he's not dead. He has renal failure. And then somebody else said, oh, no, we got him. He's dead. Someone else said, no, he's not dead. And then all of a sudden, you know, it was reported, oh, yeah, he's dead. We killed him, SEAL Team 6 or whatever, right? But then he was thrown into the ocean. So, I get that because, you know, you don't want people, you know, exhuming the body and, you know, and you know, whatever. But I just didn't wasn't, I don't, it's kind of one of those things that makes you scratch your head, and I'm getting that same tingling feeling on the back of my neck with Kim Jong-un. So a top South Korean official believes that the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, may have missed the birthday celebration of his grandfather on April 15th, not because he was sick, but because he wanted to avoid coronavirus. Amid rumors regarding his death, his absence from certain events could have stemmed from steps taken recently in North Korea to limit a potential coronavirus outbreak. Unification Minister Kim Yong-chul said at a parliamentary hearing that it is true that he has never missed the anniversary of state founder Kim Il-sung's birthday since he took power. But many anniversary events, including celebrations and a banquet, had been canceled because of coronavirus concerns. North Korea canceled some large events, imposed a border lockdown, and increased quarantine measures in an effort to prevent an outbreak of the coronavirus. Officials in South Korea have also reportedly detected no unusual movements in the country while cautioning against reports that Kim might be ill. Now, comments by South Korea failed to extinguish the rumors about him, fed by the silence of North Korea's state media about their leader's whereabouts. Now, satellite images released Saturday show that a train allegedly belonging to him had been parked at his compound last week. So he has a train. Yeah, Kim Jong-un has a choo-choo train. Yep. He has his own train. But they said that the train's presence does not prove the whereabouts of the North Korean leader or indicate anything about his health. But it does lend weight to reports that Kim is staying at an elite area on the country's eastern coast. So Chad O'Carroll, CEO of Korea Risk Group, who monitors North Korea, said if Kim was hiding due to COVID-19 fears, it would puncture a hole in the state media narrative of how the crisis has been perfectly managed. Now, North Korea has said it had no cases until recently. It was caught, I guess, officials were caught lecturing at universities to students about how North Korea had cases. So here we are going, can someone tell us what the hell's going on? Meanwhile, President Trump said on Monday that he has a good idea of how Kim Jong-un is doing. He said, I hope he's fine. I do know how he's doing. You'll probably be hearing in the not-too-distant future. So that's kind of interesting that, Donald Trump hasn't really, lied in a way. I mean, President Trump will kind of tell it like it is. So I don't think President Trump would allow himself to say, oh, yeah, he's fine when he's dead. I don't think he would do that. So as far as I'm concerned, he's then still alive, not sure what the heck is going on. But obviously rumors circulate. So what's going on with coronavirus? Well, 3 million cases globally, 213,000 deaths. In the U.S., we have hit over a million cases of confirmed. That's what we're being told. These are confirmed coronavirus cases. We have hit the million mark. Total deaths, 57,000. Now, again, in terms of flu, we get anywhere from 20 to, 40 million cases and anywhere between, 20 and 80,000 deaths. So average 40 to 60,000 deaths a year. So here we are with coronavirus. We're at 57,000. Spain has the next highest number of cases at 232,000, Italy 201,000, France under 65,000, Germany 159,000, UK 157,000, Turkey 114,000. So Europe is still very hardly hit. In terms of death toll, Italy has the next highest death toll at 27,000, Spain at 23,008, France at 23,002, UK 21,000. So, they've been talking about how the strains changed. Where coming from Asia, as it went through to Europe, it became more virulent. Whereas what started to pass through Australia or then maybe make it to the western, United States was lighter. So New York has the biggest brunt of the cases, 298,000 total cases, 22,000 deaths. Jersey with 111,000 cases, 6,000 deaths. Then comes Massachusetts with 56,000 cases, 3,000 deaths. Illinois with 45,000 cases, 1,900 deaths. And then California jumping up there at 45,000 total cases, 1,700 deaths. Now, California widening out, rounding out the top five. It hadn't for a while. California had kind of been you know, having a much lower death rate than others. Still, its death rate is lower than Michigan at 3,400 or Connecticut at 2,000. But, you know, it is, you know, the most populated state. New York City may be one of the most populous cities, but California has more, you know, people. So we're not too surprised that their number would be, you know, there, but it's like 15 times less the death toll than New York. What? Keep getting asked that. So, you know, one theory is, well, in New York, everybody's close together. You got 600 square foot apartments on average, right? You know, people are close together. There's, I really do believe we're looking at possibly a more serious strain. I've been asked about these two doctors out of Bakersfield. These two doctors out of Bakersfield had done a video. It's about an hour long, and I haven't watched the whole thing. I just don't have time to watch a whole hour video, you know. But they bring up some interesting points that we've brought up on our show, that a lot of news outlets have brought up, you know, in terms of how much different is this from flu. And people are frustrated because, you know, this lockdown was very, very painful. In fact, we're going to be talking about how, you know, now animals have to be locked down. Okay? You know, our animals and our pets now have to be on lockdown. It's just getting beyond. And now we have a pug. I guess there's a pug in New York that has, you know, oh my gosh. So, you know, people are asking, okay, you know, why? And a lot of the more liberal media outlets are kind of debunking the theory that this is, you know, similar to flu. This is similar to flu. Nobody is saying coronavirus is like the flu. Nobody is saying that. But what they're bringing up is we have thousands upon thousands of people die each year from the flu, which is tragic. You know, and I agreed this year when they were closing down schools for flu. Apparently, I think it was November or December, a couple of schools in Seattle had decided to close down and clean up and, you know, things like that. I agree with that. When you have a bad flu pandemic, you know, shut school for a week or two, you know, clean up, let kids do online and, you know, try to mitigate some of that spread. So I'm fine with that. But we did what we did with coronavirus and are still continuing to do. And people, the reason why they keep bringing up flu, whether it's like the Bakersfield doctors that might be comparing it a little closer than other people, but I bring up flu because flu's going to come around in 5.5 months. Maybe less. And if we did all this for coronavirus, which doesn't kill kids as often as flu, then what the hell is the world going to expect when flu comes? So I bring up flu all the time, not because I'm, you know, comparing coronavirus to flu, but flu, I believe, is, you know, as deadly, if not deadlier, because it includes kids. And we see a lot more younger people die of it. So it can affect healthier individuals, as opposed to coronavirus seemed to affect more those who weren't healthy, even though we did have some, you know, unfortunate, you know, healthy cases as well. Flu will take a normal, healthy person and kill them. Not flu itself, but can, you know, put them at risk of septic shock or pneumonia, etc. So I still look at flu as potentially deadlier. And that's why I bring it up. Because if you did all this for coronavirus, you know, what's going to happen if we get Ebola? Or what, you know, and mind you, Ebola scares the hell out of me, too. I mean, Ebola, I'm fine with, you know, us, you know, hunkering down or bunkering down as well. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCTORDALI, taking your calls, your questions, your comments.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
You are literally the future of New York City. You're our hope. We're going to be there for you.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio with a message to students in that city who are suffering impacts from the coronavirus pandemic.
And we need to celebrate you. This disruption has been so intense, but that does not take away our belief in you.
De Blasio is saying students in K through 8th grade will be evaluated this year as either having met a standard or not met the standard. High school students will still be assessed using the existing grading system. This just in, House Democratic leaders are changing course, and the full House will not be returning to full-time work next week after all. Leaders are citing advice from the Capitol physician and concerns about continued high levels of cases in Washington. Meanwhile, the U.S. Senate is still on schedule to return from an extended recess next week. This is USA Radio News. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has received some criticism for deciding to allow some businesses in his state to reopen. He responded to it yesterday.
I didn't order anybody to go patronize any business. I simply gave people the opportunity that literally were on the verge, many of them, of losing everything that they got.
The president said he wasn't happy with Kemp last week and strongly disagreed with the reopening decision. Georgia's public health commissioner confirming yesterday the state's data has not yet met the federal guidelines laid out by the Trump administration when it comes to reopening states. A Massachusetts city is planning to issue $300 fines to anyone found not wearing a mask in public. Somerville officials say people must wear masks in that Boston suburb in all public places, whether they be inside or outdoors. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. So, in the cluster that this whole pandemic is, and with everything that seems to follow, the NBA Lakers, right? One of my favorite basketball teams, worth about $4 billion, received stimulus money. The $4 billion Lakers received a $4.6 million small business loan. Now, they have repaid it after all the, you know, hoopla. But why did they get the money? The Lakers applied for the loan, which they, you know, that we were told that they were, not we, I'm not a part of the Lakers, but businesses were told that they could apply for government help. So they applied for the loan under the Small Business Administration's Paycheck Protection Program. part of the federal government's $2.2 trillion stimulus package. I'm not sure how the Lakers are a small business, but they did apply for the loan. The Lakers' request was granted in the first round of distribution, but the fund obviously ran out of money in less than 2 weeks. So the team did return their loan, such as Shake Shack and Auto Nation. The Lakers issued a statement yesterday confirming what happened. They said the Lakers qualified for and received a loan under the Payroll Protection Program. However, once we found out that the funds for the program had been depleted, we repaid the loans so that financial support would be directed to those most in need. The Lakers remain completely committed to supporting both our employees and our community. According to Forbes, they're worth $4.4 billion. ESPN was the first to report that the Lakers did decide to return the loan. Now, the Treasury Department has issued further guidance and actually some threats. We'll talk about that. According to MarketWatch, they issued some guidance, which is kind of a nicer term, for the loan program last week, asking companies not to apply for the funds if they don't need the cash to survive. Now, why did the Lakers qualify for the program? Well, you had to have under 500 employees. The Lakers have 300. The Lakers have they have 300 employees. The 16-time NBA champions play in the nation's second largest media market. Right? LeBron James, Anthony Davis, but they had to suspend play. Now, the Lakers have not furloughed or fired any employees, and the franchise does not plan to make any cutbacks. The team's top executives, however, did defer 20% of their salaries until later this year or early next year. So they deferred part of their salaries. Now, from what we're understanding, according to Business Insider, publicly traded companies now have 2 weeks to give back loans intended for small businesses or face, quote, severe consequences. So now many of these companies that got the money, they have to return their money to the federal government by May 7th. Large companies that drew from the fund were criticized, obviously. Some of the companies like Shake Shack have already given back the money. But Potbelly have still held on to the funds. The Ruth Chris Steakhouse had originally kept its loan, said they will return the funds. They had reported that to NBC News. So the Treasury Department is asking for publicly traded companies to receive loans from a fund intended to help small businesses to return the money. The department said it was unlikely that a public company with substantial market value and access to capital markets could prove that a federal loan was necessary to stay afloat. So, what's interesting is that there's this threat of severe consequences. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said today that there are severe consequences for people who don't attest properly to the certification. And again, we want to make sure this money is available to small businesses that need it, people who have invested their entire life savings. So Shake Shack had received $10 million. But they said that the process was confusing. And when they realized small businesses couldn't access the fund, they gave back the loan to free up more cash. But others didn't. So, the big question I have is, how did they get the money to begin? Why did this happen? It's, you offer a loan. You're a company that, employs employees. You are being forced to shutter down. But then you're now being forced to give the money back. I do have a problem with that whole scenario. Okay? And I don't know what the answer is. We've never been in the situation in America where, unless maybe during the Spanish flu, of course, we don't have a lot of data from that, but we have never in our lifetime seen where a government will come in and shut you down. And will even use police to make sure that your business is shut down or tell you to shut down. Okay, we've never seen that. We heard that happened in Nazi, Germany and Nazi-occupied France and things like that. But we've never seen it in America. Not in this day and age. And so if you are a large company that has a lot of employees, you are going to panic. I mean, I'm not saying we need to feel bad for large companies, but large companies do, somebody needs to kind of understand all of our plights, because large companies are still laying people off. I'm hearing that hospitals are, I mean, you know, we got doctors and medical professionals and nurses on the front line fighting coronavirus, and we're hearing that hospitals and medical centers are laying people off. Well, you would think that industry, because it's essential, is open making money. No, they're not. So if a company is not going to make money, they're going to lay people off. And so maybe the original intention of this was to help all companies. Now, I remember it was supposed to be a small business association loan. If you had a small business, if you had less than 500 employees, you know, but, you know, maybe the original intention was, look, we just don't want high unemployment. Whether you're a big company or a small company. Because, you know, think about it. We have a lot of mom-and-pop shops that have like 5 employees. I want them to get help. I want them to be able to access money. But in the scheme of things from government, a 5-employee shop, saving that, is that worth the same as saving a 400-employee business? So you almost wonder if this is the government backpedaling, going, okay, you know what, this looks bad. Because if you really think back, the reason why this stimulus money was done is they wanted to stop mass layoffs. They wanted to prevent companies from doing mass layoffs. Not the bakery on the corner that had 5 employees, but I believe they were thinking restaurant chains. They were thinking medical centers. They were thinking casinos. Hotels. Then it looked bad because you had all these small companies not able to get money. And if they have to fire their employees, they're going under. Remember, this whole payment protection loan program was supposed to be to prevent unemployment. It wasn't so much to save a business's butt. They wanted to stop unemployment. And I knew it wouldn't happen because the money still wasn't there. And then on top of that, we're still shut down. So companies are like, well, wait a second. So if we're not going to reopen until, you know, depending on your governor, a vaccine is in place or whatever, how do we, you know, what, do we hire them back and then we fire them again? And then we're hearing that a lot of employees don't want to be hired back because they're getting some decent money on unemployment. And they're getting more money on unemployment than they would when they worked. So this is just one big cluster. And, you know, maybe we wouldn't have had this cluster if we didn't have such severe shutdowns or lockdowns. You know, people keep asking, you know, if Walmart and grocery stores were able to do it, why couldn't other stores do it? And other places of business. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love.
so I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so how many of you guys have a pet? Dogs, cats, fish? All right, so I guess we need to now impose social distancing. Now, I apologize, I have allergies. I don't really know how to social distance fish from each other. I mean, I don't know if the CDC guidelines include that, but definitely includes dogs and our kitty cats. So in North Carolina, there was a pug, which is possibly the first dog in the U.S. to have contracted the coronavirus COVID-19 SARS-CoV-2 virus. There was a pug in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, was positive. After the dog was exposed to three of their owners, a mom, dad, and son, who all tested positive for coronavirus. The daughter did not test positive, but the dog did. Now, the dog, how could they tell if the dog got sick? Well, I guess it's because the dog, you know, have you guys ever had a pug? My grandmother had pugs, and all they would do is snort, because their face is, like, really, really smashed together. Like, my dog, Uzi, has, like, this snout. You can kind of grab her snout, you go, Uzi! Hey, like, little hot dog, little Uzi. But pugs, it's kind of like flat. So they, I mean, they snort. So I don't know how you can tell if they get sick. I don't know. But anyway, so the pugs, so this pug apparently made people kind of concerned, because this is the first dog to test positive. Now, this isn't the first time we heard a pet test positive. We've seen cats have it. Cats will release it out of their feces. Didn't they just do a study, I forget where they had a cat who, they injected the cats with coronavirus, and then what they did is they stuck the cat into other, with other cats, and because, you know, cats sniff each other's butts or whatever, the other cats got exposed. Which is why we talked about farts the other day, because oral fecal route, you know, these viruses get shed in the stool. So, you know, the CDC has their work cut out for them. Okay, you know, we're trying to, you know, limit a virus and stop people from, you know, getting infected by the virus and, you know, hoping to prevent spread. Now, all of a sudden, we have, okay, well, what about our animals? Now, last week or a couple weeks ago, the CDC did recommend that if you did have coronavirus or you thought you had coronavirus, to not be cuddling your pet. Don't sleep with your pet. Have somebody else take care of the pet. I even added have somebody else clean their poopoo box. All right. I mean, I got cats, you know, try to milk it if you can. If you don't have to clean the poopoo box, don't clean the poopoo box. All right. You know, and so the CDC had said if you're sick, but now they're just straight up saying social distance your animal. Now, I have a dog and my dog loves going for a walk. Okay, and she's like sitting there kind of, you know, skinning a little tushy. She goes outside with the dog. And like, Uzi, you want to go outside? She gets all tushy already. And it's not that she wants to go for a walk. She's lazy as hell. She wants to sniff other dogs' butts. Well, according to the CDC guidelines now, they want dogs to have a 6 feet distance. They want animals, cats, your pets, having a 6 feet social distance. They say, here, do not let pets interact with people or other animals outside the household. Okay, well, my dog runs up to everybody and, you know, goes right for their, you know, pants. And dogs really love that. I don't understand. That's just how they get to know other people. They just go right for the genitals. They said keep cats indoors when possible. Okay, have you guys met my cats? Okay, if the CDC wants to come fully guarded, you know, fully, you know, in full, you know, protective gear, bulletproof vests, and wants to have that conversation with my cats, please be my guest. But I can't even get my cats to not go pee-pee house or pee-pee on my clothes. I mean, there is no way I'm going to be able to control my cats. They say keep cats indoors when possible and prevent them from interacting with other animals. Okay, my cats are going to do whatever they want to do. I got little Snappy. Little Snappy is the youngest one of the cats. And, you know, she's kind of a teenager. So she goes out through the doggy door. See, we have a doggy door. So the dog doesn't poop up the house. So we got a dog door. And the cats go in out of the dog door. They don't care. They think they're dogs. And little Snappy Tushy, she likes to run around and roam and try to find boyfriends. She did have a boyfriend. Snappy had a boyfriend. Apparently he got eaten by a coyote. I don't know what happened. But now she's looking for a new boyfriend. And she is on the hunt. You know, and she's not going to stay indoors. I did. I'm like, Snappy! Snappy! I'm like, will you sit down? Will you stay home? Oh, hell no. She's kind of, they're all neutered and spayed and whatever. It doesn't matter. They're still all, you know, yeah. They're horny. That's what they are. Walk your dogs on a leash. Maintain at least 6 feet from other people and animals. Okay, it doesn't happen. Okay, the dogs walk us. Okay, I know my dog is kind of small. I think my dog is like 20 pounds or whatever, 15 pounds, whatever. She can pull me. When she wants to meet another dog and sniff another dog, it's going to happen. Avoid dog parks. Avoid public places where a large number of people and dogs gather. So basically, your dog has a social distance. Now, you know, when I read this, I'm like, oh, the animals will be fine. No, they aren't. I don't think animals really, I don't think the animals like us as much as they pretend. Because I think animals fake it. I really do. You know, because I sing with them and I play with them and I rub their tummy, you know, and I do whatever. But then, you know, I'll leave, like, to go to work, right? And then everybody's downstairs. All the animals are downstairs. And I come back and they look like, what the hell are you doing here? So I don't think they really want to be around us, you know? So what does all this mean? Where are we going with this? Where now we have to social distance our pets? Well, okay. From a medical standpoint, from an epidemiological standpoint, they got something here. If you're sick and you have an animal and your animal is not the most clean, and that animal could possibly be a conduit, or it could be a little Trojan horse, you know, of the virus. Okay, they got something to that. You know, if you're sitting there walking outside and it's a family with coronavirus and their, you know, dog, hey, you know, then has it and then walks up to you, I really do believe that the pet can carry it. I don't think a coronavirus infected dog or infected cat will give a human coronavirus. What I think is the animal might be like an infected surface. So for those of us that bury our face, and I do, I will, that's probably why I have allergies. I take my face and I just bury my face in the dog. Well, if I had coronavirus, God forbid, now my dog has it all over the fur. My dog has it all over the, I do kiss the dog. I kiss kitty kitty cats. My cats will come up and lick my mouth. They're gonna be like, Dan, I'm like, don't kiss your mouth. So they do. Some of them do. Some of them don't. And so, yeah, then I could technically see them be a contaminated surface. So the CDC is right. I mean, if we are really trying to contain the virus, if we are really trying to avoid spread, and you have other moving objects, you know, you're not going to share lipstick, you're not going to share an ice cream spoon, you got to be careful with your cat or dog touching other people. But, you and I and the public need to decide, do we want this as the new norm? Okay, our animals want to be around other animals. They don't want to sit there and watch us pee. They don't want to sit there and watch us take a shower, watch us watch Netflix. Okay, that's not the life they signed up for. Okay, yeah, they love you and all that, but they want to be there, be with other animals too. They look forward to their daily walk. Okay, I mean, our animals are starting to get fat. And like I said, cats, I'm afraid of my cats. There's no way if this ever becomes law, I'm going to be able to control my cats. They scare me. I think they want to kill me. And if they want to go outside, I breathe easier. Every time I'm at work and I'm working or whatever, and then they go outside the doggy door, I'm like, hallelujah, praise the Lord. They're not going to attack me in my sleep. So, you know, the new norm, and I hate that term, is us being scared manureless and us, you know, not wanting any pathogen from passing from one person to another, one dog to another. And I get we got this deadly virus, but at some point, and this is not a very easy decision for any of us, but at some point, America, the CDC, the government, nobody wants to make the decision. Somebody has to say, okay, some of us are going to die, but we're going to reopen. We're going to go back to living. Nobody wants to make that decision because they're afraid they'll get sued or get kicked out of office. But that's going to be the decision that has to be made where somebody goes, okay, you want to know what? We got to go back to normal living, which did include flu deaths. It did include heart attacks. It did include pneumonia. 1-877-DR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.